This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
They're among the most amazing events of the wild world. Africa's thundering herds of wildebeest.
And nothing will stop them now.
The incredible migrating monarch butterflies.
One of the great spectacles of nature.
The captivating chorus of the Gulf Corvina. Wait, haven't heard of that last one?
It's a true wildlife spectacle. The fish this loud, this many fish calling.
Brad Arisman is a fisheries ecologist at the University of Texas at Austin. And to hear him tell it, the chatter of the Corvina fish belongs right up there with those other great spectacles. Every spring, he says, the fish migrate hundreds of miles to the northernmost reaches of the Sea of Cortez. That's the body of water between Baja California and mainland Mexico. And there, at the Colorado River Delta,
it has this massive synchronous spawning with outgoing tides for about 2 to 3 days every other week for about 3 months.
And during that time, it also makes this noise. Produced by flexing muscles around its swim bladder.
And allows the swim bladder to reverberate, much like any sort of drum.
That simultaneous drumming of hundreds of thousands or even millions of fish is extremely loud.
It's louder than if you were, you know, a meter from the stage at a rock concert.
In fact, Arisman and his colleague Timothy Rowell have found that Corvina chatter rivals the decibel levels produced by whales, loud enough even to damage the hearing of dolphins, making it among the loudest underwater animal sounds on the planet. The aquatic cacophony is written up in the journal Biology Letters. But the sound is under attack by our teeth.
Fried, baked, put it in tacos, or pretty much any way you can think of, you can make Corvina.
Which spells danger for the singing fish.
It's heavily exploited, it's overfished, and we're really concerned about the fishery collapsing.
But by spreading the word about the Corvina's signature sound, Arisman hopes to keep the species and its song from going silent.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.